This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
The December Consumer Price Index comes out in a little more than half an hour. That is one of the main measures of inflation in the country. And just for perspective's sake, inflation peaked a year and a half ago at almost 9%. It is now down to about 3. The Fed wants it at 2. Now, one of the only things we have to protect us from inflation is wage growth. That has been slowing down too, but not as much as inflation, which means, in a way, workers have a little bit of extra change in their pockets. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Americans' real earnings have been rising by nearly 1% a year. That's the actual purchasing power of a worker's paycheck after accounting for inflation. And the highest earners are getting ahead even more, from stocks and other financial assets, says economist Brett House at Columbia Business School.
People at the very high end of the income spectrum, in many cases, have seen their total compensation grow even more quickly than workers at the lower skilled end of the spectrum.
Fierce competition for service workers coming out of the pandemic drove outsized pay raises for a while, says Frank Fiorelli at Payroll Processor Paychex.
When wage growth was very high, the job switchers could go get another job and get a pretty big increase. And we've really seen that kind of come off the boil.
Fiorelli says back in May 2022, workers got an 11% pay boost on average by switching jobs. Now it's just over 6%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.